This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
Our first guest on the official Raider podcast, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, from the Big Red Machine and lifelong Raider fan, Joe Morgan, joins us. And Joe, let's start off with the Raiders. Off to this 0-6 start, how disappointed are you?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, JT. I've been disappointed for the last 2 years. I mean, let's face it. We've won 8 games, you know, what is it, 8-29 now, I guess it is. I've been disappointed for a while. Look, I grew up when the Raiders were the Raiders, you know, one of the most feared teams in the NFL, and they played the game that way with a ferocity, and it's just not the same. I was not happy, being blunt with you, that, you know, they allowed, the coach to stay for the start of this year, because I think it's very difficult now for a new coach coming in, because how is he going to put his scheme in, you know, in on the run? Whereas if they would have changed in the spring training, you know, whoever would have come in could have started putting their scheme in, and I think we would have been in better shape. But look, I don't make those decisions, but I'm still a fan.
Oh, Joe, you know the man who made all those decisions back in the day when he was alive, Al Davis.
Yeah.
How was that relationship? How did it grow? When did you first meet him and become friends with Mr. Davis?
Well, it's really interesting. I was still playing, and I got a call one day, and they said, Mr. Davis wants to have lunch with you. I mean, you know, I was always a Raider fan and a Davis fan and so forth, so this was a big deal for me, you know. So I said yes. And I went, and over the years, you know, we would watch film together, have lunch, watch film, and he'd teach me the game. He taught me so much about the game that it's unbelievable. And as you know, I sat in his box for years and would learn every week something about, you know, the sport every week. And I'm one of those guys that know just enough to be dangerous, as they say, you know, because he taught me everything I know about the game.
Mark Davis now runs the Raiders. Talk about your relationship with him, and clearly different than his dad, but you know Mark has a tremendous passion and wants to win as much as anybody.
You're right about that. Mark and I are just kind of cultivating our relationship now. I've gone to dinner with him the last 2 weeks after the game, and we've, you know, talked, and we've even compared some of it to a similar situation in Cincinnati. You know, I work for the Reds. I'm senior advisor to the owner. And so our situation in Cincinnati was very similar to his. We had been into the playoffs 3 out of 4 years, and we changed managers, and then we lost 86 games last year. And so we had some similarities there that we've talked about. You made a great point there. His passion for the game and his passion for the Raider fans, I think, is what people should know about. I'd like to think that he's going to get this turned around by choosing the right people to put in the right spots, and we'll see what happens.
Hey, Joe, finally, as we wrap this up, with your Bay Area connections and knowing the market so well, and Oakland wants to keep their team in Oakland, there were rumors about Los Angeles, San Antonio. The fact is the Raiders have a global brand all over the world, and those Oakland Raider fans, don't they deserve it from the politicians there and the corporate money that are there, the Silicon Valley money, whatever it is, to try to keep the Raiders in Oakland if they can find a way to put together a deal that works for everybody?
Everything you said is true, and there should be a way that they can do that. Let's face it, they can do it. It's just a matter of getting it done. Look, the Raider fans, I don't care what anybody says, there aren't any fans better than Raider fans. I mean, how many other cities would show up last week, you know, when the Chargers were there with a full house after going 8-28? That just tells you something. We were 0-5, and all of a sudden, I mean, everybody shows up. I mean, the Raider fans, you're right, they deserve better. But I'm going to say it again, it can get done. It's not a matter of can they do it. They can do it. It's just a matter of getting it done.
Joe, honor talking to you as always. Always love seeing you on the sideline. I hope to see you soon, and thanks so much for the time.
Always a pleasure, JT, and anytime.